Welcome to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. You are listening to an expert talk from November 2019. Mr. Steve Layton, President Polartech LLC presents Polartech Eco Engineering, 25 years of sustainability.
And so now here is the next big company, the next important company. Just one word in advance. Steve Layton joined us today. I'm so proud to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
He came to the company just in the summer.
Right, yeah.
So you're new, but not new in the textile business. And I'm very curious what you will tell us about your engineering and your sustainable effort. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As it was mentioned, I'm only 4 months or 5 months new to the industry, so I've been in textiles before, but not really in the performance or the outdoor space. So before I begin, I just wanted to say, wow, it's been an incredible 4 or 5 months getting to know the Polartech team, the products that we have, but more importantly, getting out to the customer bases and getting to see everyone. The biggest thing for me that comes to mind is that this is the word passion. This is a market that's very passionate. We're passionate about the sports, we're passionate about the outdoors, and we're passionate about sustainability. And it's been an eye-opening experience for me as a newcomer to really see that passion, and it's really exhilarating and really exciting. So what my goal today is to briefly take you through Polartech's 25-year journey of what we call eco-engineering, but more importantly, where we want to go as a company and some of those goals that we have put out there. So I'm going to take you past, present, and future as we see sustainability at Polartech moving forward. So as you can see, that it's been part of the culture and part of ingrained in the fabric of our business for over 25 years. 25 years ago, we launched the first fleece made from recycled bottles. And we didn't stop there. Basically, that's been a major staple of our development process, moving into over 200 styles with over 50% recycled content. Which ultimately leads to about 6 million yards per year and growing. So Patagonia was really first on board with that, and then we've had a lot of the industry come on board and believe in that as well. So that's a great positive impact that we believe that's had on the industry. But our approach to sustainability goes well beyond the use of recycled bottles. If you think about our approach, it's really a systems approach on how we think about sustainable manufacturing. So, of course, the inputs, you know, being recycled as a starting point. But beyond that, we have pretty strict controls when we think about our manufacturing process. We have a lot of additional filtration systems to capture any type of waste that we may have. A lot of that ends up all of the fabric waste ends up getting recycled for other uses. We have very strict wastewater controls that go well beyond the control standards. And that's a continuous improvement that we're continuing to do as we right-size our footprint and think about our global impact. You know, beyond that, having a global footprint helps us think about the carbon footprint that we're having on delivery of products. So being local in the regions that we participate in with our customers limits the amount of travel that fabric has to do and ultimately creates a smaller economy in that sense. So an interesting past, but if you're driving your car and you're only looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to be in trouble. So we're actually more focused on the future and where we want to go. And really that big effort in 2019 starts with attacking the microfiber shedding issue. So there's a lot of questions out there that are still to be determined. We're in learning mode about, you know, the type of impacts that it's ultimately having, but we do acknowledge it as something that we have the ability to improve upon. Our first major step in the direction of attacking that issue is really with the last year's launch of our PowerAir product. So for those of you that don't know, you know, when you're looking at a fleece or something like that, the way that you create warmth is by creating air. So air is an insulator. So the warmest fleeces or the warmest products are going to have loft that can ultimately capture air. So traditional methods in fleece will take that garment and we'll nap it, what we call, so we're breaking up the fibers, and then we're shearing it to make it smooth. That leads to a lot of exposed fibers and potentially issues in shedding. So that's what the traditional fabrics tend to do. Our first attempt at really solving that issue with PowerAir is creating a single type of fabric that uses bubbles on a single unit to capture air. So you can see in these areas here, we're creating a bubble pattern where the air can act as an insulator to keep you warm, but you're limiting the amount of fibers that are exposed. And as a result, we've worked with a lot of companies on testing protocols. And you can see with the power air here, a significant reduction in the amount of shedding that you would see from a traditional product. So these are some, these are still high-end premium fabrics that are on the middle and the right there for you. But even that, you can see a major difference. Actually, the work that we've done so far has shown up to 80% less shedding with the use of power air versus traditional fleeces. And we believe that it's much more than that when you look at some of the other fleeces that are on the market. So the point here is when we think about microfiber shedding, there's a lot left to be learned. So we've put some good partnerships in place with industry leaders as well as governments and testing facilities to really understand this problem better, putting in better protocols for wastewater treatment to collect these items, as well as really inventing a new test method to figure out how much shedding is actually taking place. And we believe that having a new method that can be universally adopted is going to keep us accountable, as well as our competitors accountable, on the types of products that we're putting out in the market moving forward. So we're excited about, you know, bringing that technology to the table. And it's really just the start. Like I said, it's kind of our first move into the area on really stopping the fiber shedding issue. So it's going to be a big part of the platform moving forward, especially as we continue our understanding in that space. What we're really excited about is we were purchased in June by Millikan & Company. So Millikan & Company is a 154-year-old privately held company in the U.S. Millikan has a very long tradition of sustainability as well. The first recycling policy at Millikan was put in place before 1910. So it's very much part of the family's DNA and the culture that we think of. And we've recently published as a group the company's 2025 goals. And if you think about sustainability, we've been talking a lot about the planet, and that's obviously extremely important. But there's other aspects to it that we want to talk about too, particularly in the scope of Millikan & Company. So we're thinking about it in planet, but we also think about it in our product goals as well as our people goals. So really looking at everything from a very holistic approach to how we think about sustainability as a whole. Now, the planet goals are pretty clear. We want a 25% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, water consumption. We're going for zero waste to landfill. Also increase renewable energy by 10x. And then finally on that, the zero environmental violations is something that we're working on in our 35 plants globally. So kind of a lot of planet goals for a company that has been practicing this for over 100 years. So they're aggressive targets in some sense. It's kind of irresponsible to just put out numbers without context. What we're going to be doing as a company is actually sharing these numbers to the public every single year to show how we're doing, what our baselines actually are, so people can see that progress. We can tell right off the bat that we've achieved some of these quicker than others. We had a small baseline on the renewable energy, so that probably is going to be a 30 or 40x type target that we're going to change because we want to continue to pursue that. There were some pretty simple changes with a low baseline that we ultimately had there. But ultimately, you can see that the planet goals are there. And for us at Polar Tech, being part of this company, that means we're looking at all of these areas as well and that we're held accountable to meet these goals and help the overall company reach their goals. The product goals are probably the most impactful for what we need to be thinking about as a company. So the biggest piece that we're doing is really engaging with the communities and engaging with scientific communities on understanding the product life cycle and how to create circular economies. I think that's the biggest opportunity for us. Millikan & Company produces a lot of plastics additives that go into. So we're looking at how do we increase the amount of plastics that can actually be recycled? How do we increase the output? So if you put 100 pounds of plastic bottles in, what do you actually get out of that? Right now, that number's really low. So we're working on how to make that number much higher and make the recycling process much more efficient, which is ultimately going to help us on the textile side as well. So a big focus is on the life cycle of products as well as understanding the plastics end of life issue. The other thing that Millikan brings to the table for us at Polar Tech is a mindset to think this way, but also over 100 PhDs that are focused in on solving this problem. So Millikan & Company has a huge research group that is dedicated to solving that. What we believe as a company, that's going to help us find better fibers that we could ultimately use to put in our fabrics, products that can be more recyclable, products that will last longer, ultimately really lean in on, you know, being a more sustainable company in more ways than just producing recycled products. So we're really excited about the lofty goals that Millikan has put in front of us and the resources that we're going to have moving forward to be able to achieve those goals. And I'm going to kind of end on this real quick. This was the original fleece made out of recycled content 25 years ago. As you can see, we have come a long way in both the number of styles as well as what we can do with the products from a fashion standpoint, from a functional standpoint. But the bottom line is we have a long way to continue to go, and we're really excited and we're passionate about moving that ball forward. So thank you very much. I think we have time for questions.
Okay. Maybe you'll present your innovations at the booth, so feel free to go over there.
And wonderful.
Thank you so much for being here.
Enjoy the show, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Sustain and Innovate Conference by Performance Days and Sports Fashion by SAZ. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.